Shalom and blessed be the name of Jesus. We continue to look into the scriptures. The word of God is the light unto our feet. The word of God continues to give us the broadened perspective of heaven. Heaven is a nice place. This time, we are in chapter 11, and we are going to do from verses 1 all the way to verses 14. When we did the chapter 10, we discovered something very unique. We discovered that God had already through the angel, had told John not to write what he wanted to write when the thunders, when these creatures called thunders, started to shout. John was told, don't write, because he was told, time is up. And God told him, instead of writing what you hear, it's a time to implement the things that you hear. Instead of doing that, eat up the scroll that was opened. And he was told, when it is in your mouth, it will be sweet. When it gets to your stomach, it will be sour. It was speaking about the plan of God for the earth. It was actually introducing the second part of the 7 years of tribulation. So from chapter 10, that's the time God started now to speak about that this is now I'm towing down. It's like if you're a plane, you are saying we have started to descend. It's the descent time. And very soon, as the plane of God's wrath touches the ground, the full wrath of God will have been poured, even to the Christ rejecting individuals. But this time, John was also told to prophesy. He was also told to prophesy to nations, to tribes, to languages, to everybody. In other words, he was told to keep preaching, keep telling people about God. Those tribulation saints, let them know the plan of God. And immediately, we go to chapter 11, and we are introduced into very unique creatures here. Call them creatures because they are part of the creation. They are called the two witnesses. The two witnesses. These are the two evangelists. Very unique evangelists. You have never seen such. We do not know who they are. The Bible does not give the names of these people, but they are called evangelists. We are describing those unique witnesses. Call them witnesses. And we'll soon look at their activities during the tribulation. You read what happened after they complete their testimonies. Now, these people, the Bible says that, chapter 11, verse 1. Then I was given a measuring stick, and I was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the number of worshippers. But do not measure the outer courtyard, for it has been turned over to the nations. They will trample the holy city for 42 months. And I'll give power to my two witnesses, and they will be clothed in barup and will prophesy during those 1,260 days or 42 months. Now, this is introducing us to the second part of the Great Tribulation. We have already completed the first one, the first half. As we know from other scripture, is that the Antichrist, who is also called the beast, will make a treaty at the beginning of the 7 year tribulation. You remember, he was actually the first to be mentioned from the white horse when the seals were opened by the Lamb. The first one to be opened concerns the this person called the Antichrist, and he came with a bow and he was riding a white horse, meaning he came promising peace. And Israel, according to the book of Daniel chapter 9, he won't make a treaty with him. He will not know that the enemy is enemy. And the God's people, the Israel, will be cheated to think that they are coming in peace. But way at the middle of the three and a half years of the 7 year tribulation, the Antichrist is going to change. And that's what we're just about to see now. He's going to change. And one of the things that he'll do is that he's going to desolate the temple. He's going to bring evil and perversion in the temple. And so here we see the activities of the two witnesses at the same time when the beast is just about to start his activities. This is the beginning of the second part of the Great Tribulation. One thing is that we see is that the temple, the Israel's temple, the Jewish temple in Jerusalem shall be rebuilt. Watch out. God said, do not be ignorant of what happens to the nation of Israel, because the things that happened to Israel, they are indicators. Israel was given as a sign to all of us to know what times we are living in. I know where Jerusalem, where the temple that was built by Zerubbabel, the temple that was built by Solomon, all that, and finally it was destroyed by the Romans, and finally Zerubbabel came and built another one. It was destroyed in AD 70. Now that place, we have got the Rock of the Doom. That is the Muslim biggest, one of the biggest mosques in the world. That's where they have built their temple. But one thing is that at the same place, the temple shall be rebuilt again. Watch the space. It shall be rebuilt again. And once it is rebuilt again, God here is saying that then I was given a measuring rod. John was given a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God. Measuring means it is mine. Also measure the altar. It is mine. Then count the number of worshippers. These are the Jewish worshippers. Israel don't mix with many other worshippers. When they worship in the temple, they worship alone. But we're told the outer court has been given or turned over to the nations. It has been given to the ant, not to the beast, is going to lead the nations to fight Israel. And they'll do that for 42 years, 42 months, sorry, which is equivalent to 3.5 years, an equivalent to 1,260 days. And what he's going to do is that he's going to trample on Israel. He's going to fight and kill Israelites. He's going to destroy the people of God mercilessly here. Now, these are the nations, they do that. But at the same time, this 3.5 years later of the Great Tribulation, God is going to raise two witnesses, and they will. God calls them the two prophets. He also called them the two olive trees. and the two lampstands. You know, all of them stand for the church that stand before the Lord of all the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire flashes from their mouth and consumes their enemies. This is how anyone who tries to harm them must die. They have power to shut the heavens so that no rain will fall for as long as they prophesy. Why are they prophesying? What is prophesying? Prophesying is that they're repeating what God says. Prophecy means you repeat what God has said. And you're telling the Israelites, these are the people who are going to preach. These are the two witnesses who are going to reach to every Jew remaining on the face of the earth. Romans 11, I think verses 20 or 26 says, all Jews shall be saved. How are they going to be saved? Because once they will have been evangelized by the 144,000 evangelists, then these two witnesses, their work was to reach out the Jews people or the Jewish people, and they will evangelize them. And they will, this, nobody will touch them as long as they evangelize or they prophesy. They have the power to turn rivers and oceans into blood. Look at miracles. If you want to talk of miracles, the miracles. And to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they wish. These are miracles. If you think miracles can bring people to God, they are. Why are they doing this? Because in a short while, the beast will take the same format and perform miracles. But God wants to perform bigger miracles than the one for the beast, so that people will not say that they came to the beast because of miracles. So if people are coming to God because of miracles, here are the miracles from these two witnesses. They, when they complete their testimony, the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them, and he will conquer them and kill them. Look at, did you hear where the beast will be coming from? So the beast is already one of those who have been tied, who have been shot. The beast is already shot. Yes, there is the power of the lawless. He's called also the lawless man. According to here, when they complete their testimony, the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them. So here we discovered, I think in chapter 9, where the bottomless pit was opened and all those demons that were there. I didn't know. Now I know that the beast was part of them. That's why the scripture answers the scripture. And he'll declare war against them. These are the last part of the 7 years. And he will conquer them and kill them. And their bodies will lie in the main street of Jerusalem, the city that is figurative called Sodom and Egypt. Sodom means because it's full of sin. Egypt means because it's full of, sin also. The city where the Lord was crucified, it was Jerusalem. It was turned into a place of evil and perversion. And for 3.5 days, all peoples, tribes, languages, and nations will share, will stare at their bodies. No one will be allowed to bury them. Look, nobody will be allowed, even if they want to do that. There will be declaration, don't bury them. But little do they know, all the people who belong to this world will gloat, that they will rejoice over them and give present to each other to celebrate the death of the two prophets who had tormented them. You see, when they were preaching, they were tormenting them with the word of God. But after 3 days, 3.5 days, God breathed life into them. And they stood up. Terror struck all who were staring at them. Then a loud voice from heaven called to them, "Prophets, come up here." And they rose to heaven in a crowd as their enemy watched. At this time, there was terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. 7,000 people died in the earthquake, and everyone else was terrified and gave God, glory to the God of heaven. The second terror is past. But look, the third terror is coming quickly. Now, we have already seen the first terror and the second terror, where now after the, you know, those prophets, those two prophets, all olives, all witnesses, as they continue to prophesy, you can see what happens is that they'll finally be taken up. One of the good things that I learned here is that nobody can be able to take your life until you finish what you're doing. I want to encourage every one of us who preaches today. We'll preach until the last breath. We'll preach until we finish. After we finish, the Lord can allow us to go in any way, to die in any way, but death that glorifies him and these people. So they were called home. And when they died, and they were resurrected in the presence of the people. And from there, after that, there was terrible earthquake. When people were celebrating this evil, and the earthquake came and destroyed 1/10 of the city, and 7,000 people died in that earthquake. Can you imagine? And everyone who was terrified, and they gave glory to God of heaven. That does not mean that they converted, but they said that was God. They glorified God. And that was the second terror. God help us to look into you. Thank you for the two witnesses who bring all the Israelites to you in Jesus' name.